I have with me Adam Golding, who's going to tell us about a remarkable, it's a celebration of the African Renaissance Ensemble in collaboration with the Landowski Chorale. So let's start the beginning, Adam. How are you involved and what are you putting together?
Hello, Philip. It's great to be here. So I'm the musical director of two groups, the African Renaissance Ensemble, which focuses on Renaissance and Baroque music and bringing that to modern audiences, and also the Lewandowski Chorale, which is a choir that focuses on liturgical Jewish music as it was originally performed, most of which is from the 19th century. And this year marks 400 years since the publication of the first Jewish, or in fact Hebrew, music ever notated, a compilation by Salomon Erosi called Hashirim Asher Lishlomo. So during the turn of the Baroque period, and I'm bringing together these two groups to put this program of Rossi's music and some other Baroque composers of Hebrew music. We did it in Johannesburg earlier this year. We're doing it in Pretoria this weekend, and then coming on tour to Cape Town next weekend.
When you say coming on tour, you're talking about a rather large group of people. Tell us about the whole ensemble.
So we've got 11 instrumentalists, all on period instruments, harpsichord, Baroque violins, Baroque cello, double bass, theorbo, which is an incredible long-necked lute. There's also two traversos, which are Baroque flutes. Then we've got six vocal soloists and then a choir of about 20. So we're looking at over 30 musicians on stage.
Coming down to Cape Town. So that's quite an undertaking.
Yeah, all coming down.
But I must tell you that I think Fine Music Radio listeners are exactly the audience you want to be speaking to, because we're looking for wonderful things and wonderful occasions. So tell us, just to put things into perspective, because it's quite unique in many ways. And why would I be there? Although, you know, I will be there.
Fantastic. Well, I think that for almost anybody, it's going to be like nothing you've heard before. The sound that the African Renaissance Ensemble gets is really interesting because of the period instruments. But when thinks about early Baroque music, which is really seldom played, I know you've got more of a Baroque scene in Cape Town than we have here, but I think when people perform Baroque music, it's mostly from the late Baroque, from 1700 to 1750, people like Vivaldi, Bach, Handel. Rossi lived at the time of Monteverdi at around 1600, really at the birth of the Baroque. So we've got this incredible sound with these original instruments, but then that combined with it being sung in Hebrew makes it incredibly unique. It's nothing like any other Jewish music or Hebrew music, much more similar to Monteverdi, but you get this incredible new and unique sound that is unfamiliar to most, even classical music aficionados.
Well, that's what makes it always exciting. I'm always looking for the new or the interesting or things I don't know about. So certainly, you know, it piqued my interest. Your background that led you into this particular area.
So I've always been interested in both of these things. I grew up singing singing along with synagogue choirs and started singing with synagogue choirs. But in Orthodox synagogues in South Africa, women aren't allowed to sing. And Lewandowski was kind of this major composer from the 19th century, and we sang a lot of his music, but rearranged for male voice. I went to a festival of his music in Berlin in 2011, and it was all these mixed choirs singing the music as it was originally written. And I wanted to come back here and start a choir dedicated to this music, to sing it as it was originally written. Then separate and possibly even bigger passion of mine is early music. Since I was incredibly young, I've loved Baroque and Renaissance music. I think when I was about 8 or 9 years old, I was in a record store with my dad, and I was getting a bit bored, and the guy who ran the store said to me, "What do you like?" And I said, "I really liked Handel's Water Music." And he said, "Sit down, I've got a recording for you to listen to." And he put on a recording of John Elliott Gardiner, and I was just blown away at how different these period instruments and historically informed approach could make something that I knew so well sound so different. And I think that ignited my passion to look for performing music as it was originally written, but also in a way that makes it applicable and accessible to modern audiences. And I think that early Baroque and particularly Renaissance music is so accessible to modern audiences because it is so emotive and evocative, but also the pieces are short and really varied, and their sounds, keys, modes, intonation systems, instruments that people aren't familiar with. think that makes it really exciting for me and for everybody.
And some of your program, what will be on the program?
Okay, so we've got the program's in two halves. The first one is a selection of instrumental and vocal pieces by Salomone Rossi. So the vocal pieces from this original manuscript from 1623 of the first Hebrew music ever published. So there will be, I think, about four a cappella pieces. And then interspersed between those are pieces by Rossi written for instruments. Whilst his name is not that familiar today, alongside Monteverdi, he was one of the great composers at the start of the Baroque period at the turn of the 17th century. And many credit him with the invention of the trio sonata, which became very important standard form in the Baroque period. We also have a special treat in that half, which is one of Claudio Monteverdi's most famous and most exquisite madrigals. And then after the interval, we have two pieces from slightly later into that Baroque period, into the 17th century. One by Carlo Grossi, which was written at commission by the Jewish community of Venice, and one by Ludovico Saladin, commissioned by the Jewish community of Provence. Both of them big works for choir, soloists, and instruments.
Great. So you've convinced me about coming along. But so give us the details of where and when and how do we book?
Okay, so both concerts are taking place next weekend. It's the 28th and 29th of October. The 28th is a Saturday night at 8 o'clock. The 29th is a Sunday afternoon, 3 o'clock. Both of them are taking place at Temple Israel in Weinberg. And you can book through our website, which is earlymusic.co.za.
Can you just repeat that? Earlymusic.co.za.
earlymusic.co.za/Rossi, R-O-S-S-I.
Excellent. And is there a phone number?
And perhaps? If you can't remember that, just earlymusic.co.za and you'll find it there.
Okay. And otherwise, come to the door and hope you can get in.
Yes.
Okay.
So the tickets, they'll be $250 at the door, slightly reduced online, I think $230.
Okay. So that's a good reason, another good reason for going to Hidden Treasures of the Hebrew Baroque, a concert 400 years in the making. It's under the direction of Adam Golding, who we've just been speaking to and look forward to listening to next week, Saturday or Sunday.